The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning here on WPHM. Time for us to say good morning to Kim Kernahan from Dyke Security. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, when we talk about home security, I think a lot of parents are concerned as we get a little closer to back to school time. Want to make sure the kids stay safe before, during, and after school.
Absolutely, and that is coming up quicker than we know it.
It sure is, absolutely. Well, what are some concerns for parents, or some things that parents ought to be thinking about?
Well, you know, a lot of kids after school are home alone, and we have a lot of different options that can make parents feel safer about having their kids home alone and still giving kids that little bit of independence. There's some great options out there as far as you don't even have to have a key. The kids can just punch a code on the door, and the door will unlock. Mom and dad will get a notification that kids are in the house, they disarm the system, and then they can arm it right back up in stay mode so the kids are free to walk around the house, but all the doors are armed and the kids are safe. There's little nanny cams you can have in the house as well to keep an eye on the kids and make sure they're not jumping on the furniture, but they're actually doing their homework. So there's a lot of different things that we can offer to our families out there that have those concerns with their kids going back to school.
Absolutely. It makes it that much safer. And just it gives parents peace of mind, doesn't it?
Right, absolutely. Because last year, you know, a lot of parents were home with their kids.
Yeah.
So they didn't have to worry about that. But this year, you know, things are going back to more of a normalcy for our kids. They're going to be back in the classroom and going home after school. Parents are back in the office, and then this way they know that they can still, you know, check in on their kids, you know, take a peek at their phone. They can see that the kids are home, that the doors are locked, and they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, and you don't have to have, you're always going to worry, but you still don't have to worry as much because you know that you can just, you know, see what's going on in the home.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of situations, as you pointed out, where the kids were home with their parents all through last school year,
right,
on and off last school year. And so there's a whole bunch of kids that may be of that age now where they can stay home alone after school where maybe they hadn't before.
They hadn't before. This is going to be the first year that they're going to be home alone. And, you know, even walking home from school, you know, there's all kinds of things to think about out there. I know there's a lot of apps where you can track your kids' phone, so you know where they're walking, you know what they're doing. That's a great feature to have, too. You know, always have a code word. You know, you got a little so-and-so pulls up and says, hey, your mom told me to come pick you up. Well, what's the password? Because you don't want your kids to just jump in a car with someone, you know, saying mom was in an accident, dad was in an accident. So there's all kinds of little safety things out there. Just have those talks with your kids as well. You know, even our older kids sometimes can get so worried and upset when they're hearing something. You know, there's still that stranger danger, even when they're teenagers, and sometimes that's even worse with everything that's out there on social media. So there's all kinds of things to talk to your kids about, go over with your kids, have that security system in place at home, have those security features in place when they're walking to and from school as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, while they're home alone, I mean, in addition to just being able to watch them, there's some things that parents need to probably tell their kids and don't answer the door or stuff like that.
Right, exactly. We have the video doorbell available. So instead of the kids having to worry about answering the door, it'll go right to the parent's phone so they can take care of that, or the kids don't even have to go to the door. Parents can get that alert on their phone. They can talk to who's ever out on the front porch and say, you know what, I'm busy. I can't come to the door right now. They don't have to tell them they're not home. They're busy. You know, I can't come to the door. Please come back later. Or, you know, we don't need what you're offering, or leave the package right there. So there's a lot of different features out there where the kids don't even have to do anything but come home, be safe, and stay in the house.
Great use of technology, absolutely. Kim,
yes.
How can people find out more about this if they're interested in maybe having a home security system put in place?
They can just give us a call over here at the office, 982-5331, and we can schedule an appointment and come out and take a walkthrough and sit down with you and see what your needs are.
All right. Sounds like a good plan. Kim, enjoy these last days of summer.
You too.
All right. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.